This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Here's a fun fact about mathematicians. They love chalkboards, the old-fashioned ones with actual chalk and those dusty erasers. There are a variety of possible reasons why they love chalkboards so much, and to learn more about those reasons, we turn to David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor, writer at GraniteGeek.org, and a regular guest here on All Things Considered. David, welcome back.
Always glad to be here.
So before we get into those reasons why mathematicians may really love chalkboards, tell us, why are we even talking about this?
We're talking about this because it's a really cool subject. That's why we're talking about it. No, we're talking about it because so there's a guy named Michael Barani who's a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of History at Dartmouth. And his background is in mathematics. He got his undergraduate degree in mathematics. And he is interested in sort of you might almost call it the sociology of mathematics, how human beings do mathematics. So most of us think of math as being this kind of, you know, this pure thought that descends from on high, but it's a human activity. It's done by people. And so as a result, it's interesting to look at what affects how people do it. And part of that is part of he looked at it. If you spend any time with mathematicians, you will notice blackboards. And he noticed it. And so he's part of his research has looked at how mathematicians use blackboards and why they use blackboards. Mm-hmm. And you know, and as I talked to my column in the Monitor, I mean there have been cases in which universities have tried to, you know, upgrade buildings and said, okay, guys, we're gonna give you all this cool smart boards, and mathematicians said, no, don't take away our blackboards. We love them.
And when the administration came back to them and said, okay, why do you love them so much? What did they say?
Tradition is certainly a lot of it. So the idea of, you know, some famous mathematician standing up there at the blackboard and writing on a blackboard is just iconic. And it's difficult. If you're not using a blackboard, it's almost like you're not a serious mathematician. So that's certainly part of it. Just habit. But other sciences used to use blackboards too, and they've sort of generally moved beyond them. So the question is, so what is it about blackboards that mathematicians like? So Barani has some ideas, which I thought were really interesting.
Okay, let's hear them.
So one of them is noise. So, you know, and I'm not talking about fingernails, by the way, on blackboard. I'm talking about the click, click, click that chalk makes when you're writing. It's much louder than any other writing implement would be. And as a result, it's much harder to interrupt somebody who's writing on the blackboard. So if you're up there, click, 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 it's like there's this noise that keeps you from saying, wait a minute, what about this? Whereas if you're writing with a marker on a whiteboard, it's easier to interrupt. And this actually leads to longer flow of thoughts, which is important in mathematics. You're not breaking it up as much. So that's one possibility. Mm-hmm. Another one is sort of functional aspects. One is that it's hard to write small. If you've ever written a chalkboard, remember, go look back in your days. It's hard to write small, so
you have to
write
big.
Large.
Yeah.
You have to write big, easier to see, but also it means you can fit fewer characters on. You have to be more concise, and frankly, conciseness is what mathematics is. Mathematics is distilling information down to the minimum number of characters. That's really the essence of it. So that contributes to it.
And you write that this doctor that you interviewed carries around his own chalk.
Oh, absolutely, and that is not unusual at all. My son is in a PhD program in mathematics, and he talks about some of his professors who carry around their own chalk, because particularly color chalk, you want to use different colors to emphasize different parts of the formula, the equations, or the proofs you're doing. And if you have your own chalk, you happen to like the way the amount of dust it produces or the way the line goes, you carry it around your own, because you never know. You show up, they might have crummy chalk there. That'd be horrible. So
yeah.
So another thing that he talked about that's actually useful, and this is my favorite one, he says, is that blackboards smudge productively. Which is just a great line. You know, you're writing on a blackboard and oops, you make a mistake, you can rub it out with your hand, right? Mm-hmm. Or you rub it out with your eraser, and it's really easy to do. But it's really hard to do it completely. You know, you can't get rid of it entirely. There's always a little bit of a smudge, and you write over it. And I've always thought that was a bad thing. And he argues that for mathematics, and particularly mathematics research, it's a good thing, because a lot of mathematical research involves taking existing concepts and using them, applying them in new ways. And so if you've written an existing, you know, equation everybody's familiar with, and then rubbed out a part of it and written something new over it, there is a visual sign that you have taken an existing concept and tweaked it, which is sort of like a reminder to the people in the audience that this is how you're approaching. This is not some new thing you've brought down from on high. It's an alteration of an existing one.
Wow. So there are actual reasons for this, not just feelings about it. practical reasons.
Yes, absolutely. I believe there are practical reasons. And that's why if you go into serious mathematical institutes, you will see blackboards in the hallways so that people are walking along and they say, you know, I had this idea. They can stop, pick up chalk, and start writing on a blackboard. And there are rumors that there are some places where there are even blackboards in the bathrooms, but I'm not sure that's actually true.
I've seen some at pubs, but maybe not universities. Well, and there was no math written on those.
Well, there should have been. But actually, that's a point. All these funky restaurants that are using stuff, they don't put up whiteboards. They put up blackboards because there's something about the aura of a blackboard.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Yeah, I could see where that's coming from.
That's part of it.
You know, it sort of makes me wonder, you know, what do scientists in other fields sort of cling to, like chemists? Like, what do they cling to, like mathematicians cling to blackboards?
Boy, chemistry was always my weak point. But I will say that Barani, when I was talking to him, he mentions chemists specifically because when you're working in a lab, you're always writing on your glassware, right? You're labeling whatever's in it. And so as a result, they're very comfortable with using markers. And so they've made the transition from blackboards to whiteboards quite easily. So that might be one way in which the habits of your field have altered that.
Wow. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who always carries around his own geekiness because you never know the quality of the geekiness you're going to get at your destination at graniteGeek.org.